Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
Hello, Jay.
Brad, I'm fresh, tan, rested, and ready. Just back from Cancun. Anything happen? I'm good.
You know, a few things. It's like I said, it's just wild to me how, for the most part, just we, again, I think I mentioned this last time I was on. It's just cool to get back. Like, I'm looking at this docket here, and, like, it's already, like, we're back to normal politics stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, Republicans still suck.
Yeah.
But not crazy, right? Right? Things aren't out of hand.
That normal Republican bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm okay with that. Normal Democrats kicking themselves in the ass somehow, magically, with their own foot. Yep. But yeah, things we're used to.
Yes. The way things were.
Yes.
Things were once.
So yeah, there's plenty to talk about. Some funny news, and then of course some pretty sad, horrible news as well about COVID. But we'll get to it. You know what? I'm actually going to do the COVID story right off the top. But remember the change in the show. First hour, serious. After that, after party. We still talk about politics, or sometimes discuss whether or not Andy thinks that my kid will eat garbage just because his son will only eat corn dogs from morning until night. He's wrong. He's wrong. She's different. She's going to be a totally different kid. It hasn't worked for anyone else, but it's going to work for us.
It might just work for us, says Jay.
Yeah, it might. You don't know. All right, so let's jump right into it. Some pretty serious news. The U.S. has now officially reached 500,000 deaths from coronavirus. Dr. Joe Biden, did lead the nation in a moment of silence, which is pretty astounding. Coronavirus has killed more than 2.4 million people worldwide, but 500,000 of which are in the U.S. What are your thoughts? I mean, besides, like, well, that sucks.
It should be expected. We're coming out of a long winter where we knew that deaths would spike just because of the nature of how the disease spreads and things of that nature's, and the slow rollout of the vaccine, thanks to complete ineptitude from the previous administration, kind of making a start from square one in a lot of ways in terms of infrastructure. So nobody should be surprised about this. It's good that it's being acknowledged by the White House. One of the wildest things among many wild things that the Trump administration did during COVID is just to refuse to acknowledge reality, just refuse to acknowledge what's obviously happening around us, and kind of, you know, spinning their own tale of what they wanted you to believe and what they wanted to think is real. It was reminded yesterday that we were of the, it was the 1 year anniversary of Trump coming out and being like, we've got it under control. Not much to worry about. You know, everything's
going down to zero.
Right. And it's wild to think that there was a time where that was allowed to be uttered, and it pretty much had no account on him. Like there was no real penalty. I mean, I guess technically it got the ball rolling towards a major factor in him not winning re-election.
Right.
So you could say that, but it's fucking tragic. I am happy that this administration seems to have a foothold in a plan to what they want to do to help eradicate this, but it's just, It makes you wonder how many of those 500,000 deaths were preventable just with competence, just with acknowledgement of reality, just with empathy, and, you know, just being a better public servant the last administration could have done. And how many of these people would still be alive if not for the job they did for most of last year?
Yeah, I mean, there are some estimates that we would have only lost like 100,000 people, maybe 200.
That still seems low, like 200,000,
right. Or maybe even 200,000. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like, and that's still horrifying. right? Like 200,000 people is a lot of people, dude. Like that's just crazy, right? That's a crazy amount of people. But the fact that we've lost well over double that, right? Like, no, that comes from incompetence. I saw a number of like people online, you know, with every time there was like stories about like the vaccines, like the vaccine rollouts, you know, you'd get like these Trump supporters in there in the comments, like, well, you know who the real hero is. And I'm like, dude, even if you created, which he didn't, like all he did was go make that drug. And they were like, right. Okay. Like he was like, we're going to just lower the regulations. We're just going to lower, not even regulations. We're going to lower like the firewalls in between you getting it to market. Like he didn't just go like, he wasn't in the lab making it. The people still made it. Like they did all of the work. And look, he did, you know, he did basically say, look, let's lower the firewall so we can get the shit out. But that's like the bare minimum what any person would do, because he wanted it off his plate so that he could win re-election. It's not like he gave a fuck. And so these people were like, oh, yeah, he's a real hero. And I'm like, yo, he didn't even have a plan once he had the vaccine in hand, which is the fucking biggest deal.
Right. Like, even when it came to distribution, like the plan was just, well, the states will figure it out. They all got to do it themselves. Saw how well that worked out
but,
in Texas last week when it comes to people, states figuring shit out for themselves. But,
right. You know. Yeah. More about Texas later. Good Lord. But, you know, it's just this idea that, you know, the fish rots from the head. Like Trump's the reason why you're seeing the states have so much trouble is because the states are copying, whether they realize it or not, they're copying what they saw for 4 years, especially with COVID, which is we just keep pushing. Like the buck doesn't stop with me as the president. The buck stops with that guy over there. And then that guy goes, well, the buck doesn't stop with me. Shit rolls downhill. And it kept pushing it further and further down. So the president didn't want to take responsibility for the vaccine rollout or, you know, distributing, you know, things to mitigate it when it was going crazy in New York, you know, like ventilators
just,
and stuff.
Or just even getting up and be like, hey, good idea. It'd be a good idea mask. To wear a mask. Like,
right.
Like that. Like you want to talk about the bare minimum.
Right. So because of that, because he kept pushing off responsibility because he didn't want – if he said something and it turned out to not be, you know, work 100% or something that someone could easily blame him for, then he'd be in a world of trouble, right? Like that's what he does. So because of that, now you have governors who are like, oh, buck doesn't stop with me. That stops with the counties or the districts, right? So they are responsible for handing out vaccines. So now what you have is a free-for-all of people – literally fighting amongst each other to get, you know, in line to get vaccines. It is not by coincidence that it is exactly the same situation that we saw with the states trying to buy masks and buying PPE and all that other stuff during the time that it was raging early on, because no one wanted to take the lead on it and say, boom, this is a national strategy and move down. So because of that, they have created a dynamic of nobody wants to take ownership because they're so afraid that at the end of the day, they're going to get saddled with that hot potato and then they're in a world of fucking trouble. But that's cowardly. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do. And the states that have been doing the best have been run by governors who are just like, the buck stops with me. Let's get this shit out. Virginia is a perfect example of that. They're doing very well.
Not an exclusively – like we rag on Republicans all the time.
No,
but it's not a exclusively Democratic phenomenon. In many ways, like some of the biggest states that are Democrat run, like California, for example, had done a fucking terrible job of getting
right.
the vaccine
they have.
Out.
Absolutely.
Whereas there's a lot of Republican states, and I'm not talking about like centrist. I'm not talking about like fucking hardline capital R ruby red Republican states that are doing a very good job. When it comes to infrastructure, West Virginia is doing really well. Like West Virginia is among one of the best like regions in the world in terms of vaccination. And fucking what's his face? Was it Jim Justice? I think his name is.
Yeah, the governor. Yeah,
yeah. He's no fucking blue dog.
You know, like, dude, not at all.
No, not even the slightest. So yeah, like it just comes down to understanding. The crisis, understanding the sense of urgency, and being smart and realizing that the only way that we're going to get past this is to be coordinated and to have a plan and to work together, to work in conjunction with one another and roll the shit out. Like here in Maryland, we're one of the states that's also doing a fucking piss poor job.
Terrible, of getting stuff
distributed right now.
Terrible.
And it's really fucking frustrating to see that. But yeah, like you said, it is a reflection of leadership.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, I was more than fine to get my face kicked in over defending Larry Hogan early on. I'm okay with that because I did think he was doing a good job early on until someone was like, I'm going to sue you. Then he was like, fuck that. Back to my Republican ways. God, I'm done with that shit. But now he's doing exactly what Republicans always do, which is take zero responsibility, throw it to everyone else. And then go, I can't believe you guys didn't get it done. Yo, you have the power to get it done. Like, I live, like, okay, I'm in Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. My wife is an educator in Baltimore City. Watching it through her eyes of, like, teachers also not being able to get vaccinated, but also being forced to go back. How? Hey, yeah, spoiler alert.
How are you not, like if you're prioritizing schools reopening, how are you not putting them in like the 1A or 1B groups? Like, I understand you want frontline healthcare workers to be first in line as they should be. You want high risk patients to be in the front of the line as they should be. But if you want schools to reopen,
hello,
why, how the fuck are teachers not getting in the mix until like, you know, phase three is or 1C or whatever the fuck?
Well, they can get it now if they can find a place.
Right.
Right. Like, so, spoiler, here's how I would do it. This is a crazy idea. Schools need to reopen. Okay. Where do teachers all go to work? Oh, a school? Weird. All right. So how about we just bring a fucking mobile unit since we're the state and we're really demanding that the schools get reopened ASAP? Why don't we just bring a mobile unit and then say, school A will be there on, you know, January 1. School B will be there on January 3rd. You go there, every teacher goes to that fucking place. You walk in, it's everybody is, you know, isolated or whatever. Boom, 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 boom. Down the line, everyone's vaccinated. We will see you in a month on January 30th or whatever. We will be back at this school at exactly this time. Just get everyone in the place, vaccinate everyone, and then send them home. Why am I, as teacher A, trying to find it on one website and another teacher trying to find it on a different website and we're fighting back and forth? What the fuck sense does that make? Just go to the fucking place and vaccinate all the teachers if you are demanding that they come back. It doesn't make any sense.
You see, Jay, it's really important that we maintain our private health care in this country, because to not do so would be the downfall of society.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Sorry, my bad.
You think it's tough to struggle to try to figure out where you can get a vaccine. But on the other hand, Jay.
Socialism. Right. Like, I mean, can you imagine?
Sorry, we are. Even though this is audio only podcast, I'll do the Bernie Sanders, like the socialism.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I just, from a logistical standpoint, I don't understand it.
It's maddeningly frustrating, especially when it's not like the supply is the issue right now. That's not the issue at all. It truly is an issue of logistics.
It is.
And it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, and it's just like, you could in fact get this done in a way that people were like, wow, that is really impressive how well you've done it. Just go to the facilities, dude. Schools, you need to be open. Boom, 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 boom. Done. What do we wait? Like, hospitals are a little harder. People have different shifts. Everybody, there's a lot of people. Like, I get that. Schools are open from time A to time B. That's it. It's a small staff, dude. It's not that many people.
The only thing that I can think is that they were worried early on when they were crafting the distribution plan about supply. So they wanted to make sure that it was kind of like limited in how many they have so that they didn't run out, so that they weren't, you know, scraping by. But I think ultimately at the end of the day, that's the problem, is that many of the states that are struggling just overcomplicated it. Like they just made it complex for the sake of being complex, just because they were worried about an issue that didn't end up being a problem at the end of the day. So,
but here's the thing. If you are, and I'm going to hard focus on schools because, that's just what I'm like hearing in my periphery all the time now. But you know how many, my job requires me to do a lot of logistics and like sort of coordinating, right? Like it just does. You know how many teachers you have, right? Baltimore City knows how many teachers they have. Baltimore City also knows how many schools they have. They also know how many teachers are in the schools because they employ them. So you would know that school A has 45 teachers, 17 facility people, and that's your total, and like principals and shit, and that's your total number, right? You look at your vaccines, you go, all right, we got this many? Let's compare that number. Is it less or equal to? All right, we're good. Like, that's it, dude. It's not that fucking hard. You cannot tell teachers and you cannot tell frontline workers that you need to be back at work and then put them in a position that they have to fight like Thunderdome style to get a vaccine. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. My job is doing vaccines for everybody. I'm in like group Z or whatever because who gives a fuck about me? But they're like, look, when your time comes in 2027, we will call you. You will come to the facility. They will fucking give you the vaccine and that's it. Done. Like they're not like go to a website. I mean, they're like go to a website and, you know, sign up. But they're not like go to these five websites and see. Like, I don't even know how people find the websites. Somebody sent me one last night. I'm like, is this even real? Like, you know, like Nigerianvaccines.org. I don't know why my neighbor's sending me this. It feels fake. But like, I don't even know how people are finding the websites. Like, it's just crazy to me. But it is completely fucked because leadership before the Biden administration didn't handle it right. And look, I know that, you know, Biden, like we talked about last week, you know, got 200 million more vaccines on the way, right? They made that deal with Pfizer and with Moderna. But that's all fine and good. But that shit doesn't mean anything unless it's rolled out properly. It just doesn't mean anything. So I'm glad they got the deal, but maybe it's high time the military takes the shit over. Sorry.
I mean, again, if you want top line logistics and, you know,
what they do.
A supply chain that's unmatched.
Yeah. 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 They move tanks and people around the world, millions of people at a time. Like, it's not, to me, the number one thing I would have done is like, look, you can either, I'd go to the States and I'd be like, look, you can either handle it or we can handle it. If you don't meet these requirements by X date, we're going to handle it. All right. So that's it. You can do it if you want to. It's fine, Ron DeSantis or whatever douchebag you have in control of your state. But if you don't meet these requirements, we are going to start setting up facilities so that your people can come and we will deal with it. That's it. That's it. I wouldn't like, nah, like you're playing too much patty cake with these guys because they're going to fuck it up and then go, it's your fault. Like, no, it's your fault. Fucking Ron DeSantis. Like, fuck that guy. So, or Larry Hogan. So, that giant human toad man. He doesn't look like a toad. So yeah, the 500,000 deaths is sad. It's really quite sad. So, but hopefully we can get out of this before we hit 600,000. But I'm not sure we will.
I don't see how that's possible. Yeah. I really don't. So,
what do you think? What do you think the final number is? You think we hit 1 million?
No. I think between 750 and 8 is where we end up.
That feels about not right. I don't want to use the word right, but that feels
that feels correct.
Yeah. Feels accurate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm very happy that no one we know, the people that we know who have had it have you know, been okay. Thankfully, I don't know anybody like super, super close to me who's like died. But
yeah, I mean, I'm fortunate not to have known anyone personally. But you guys, you know, we had a listener who passed away from it way early on
last
year. So, And we've had listeners that have been impacted by it as well in their families. So
yeah,
it's been fucking tragic. And the fact it's funny, right? Because everyone, you know, points to 9/11 when it happened as like this unifying disaster. And I wouldn't expect the same kind of thing from a disaster that's been spread out over the course of a year, as opposed to something that happened in a morning, essentially, right, in the same way. But the fact that we are still as fractured as we are tells me that I don't know how we get back to whatever, you know, whatever place we were as a country in the wake of 20 years ago. So,
yeah, man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just, again, you
would think of like stuff like this is tends to galvanize the people, and that definitely has not fucking happened.
No, but I think 9/11 galvanized us against someone.
True.
Right. Like, I think that's the thing. And also, I don't know, man. Like, are we seriously like, are we now in an era where people just don't believe anything? Like, everything is a conspiracy. Like, everything is a conspiracy. Like, literally people in Texas don't think the fucking snow is real. Like, really, yeah. legitimately think that.
Yeah. And it's because we've had several years now of people that matter allowing that thought to persist. There was a time where serious people in serious positions didn't tolerate bullshit or stuff like that, like being in the app, you know, out there. But you have these fucking idiots that are in positions of power that breathe life into this stuff.
Yeah.
That repeated and that, you know, that perpetuated. That's how that shit happens. There were no 9/11 truthers in Congress, but if a 9/11 type event happened tomorrow, do you think that everyone would be on the same fucking page?
I don't think
Congress?
So.
No, not at all. Not at all. You would have the equivalent of truthers in government.
Well, like, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a 9/11 truther.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. But like, you would have people in real time that would be, you know, fanning the flames of fucking nonsense.
I saw that thing about the Texas snow and I was like, I think we're doomed. Like, I think we're doomed. No, the snow is fake, yo. Like, okay, sure.
Bill Gates created the weather, Jay. Haven't you ever seen the Avengers movie? Not the good one.
Oh, it's literally the worst movie I've ever seen. I walked out of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're dressing up as teddy bears. Fuck this movie. I'm out. Nope. What was Sean Connery even thinking being in that film? I don't know. So yeah, I saw a number of like weird Bill Gates things this week. And I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Someone was like, oh, Bill Gates is like, yeah, you know, the next pandemic will be 10 times worse. And they're like, yeah, he predicted the last one. How does he know that? I'm like, I literally don't normally engage with people that dumb. Cause like everything about me is trying not to get banned on Facebook. I'm trying so hard and I'm doing pretty good. New day, new, you know, new week, new me. And I literally was like, look, I work for the federal, part of the federal government I work for. And I was like, we have been doing reports and trial runs and preparedness for pandemics for 15 years. Because they happen, guys. It's not a conspiracy. They happen around the world. The flu is a pandemic. It's just not a worldwide pandemic. Like, it happens every fucking year. People die from it. Tens of thousands of people in the U.S. die from it every year. And I'm like, it's not a fucking conspiracy. He's just saying that's going to be worse. Well, I need to hear an expert say it. Well, hey, if I told you, hey, it's going to snow tomorrow, it's going to be real bad. Well, I don't believe you. Yeah, but I'm reading the data, dude. No, I need to hear. I need to hear Al Roker say it before I believe you. I'm on weather.com, you asshole. Like, that's basically their argument at this point. Like, it's fucking dumb. I'm like, they were like, I need to hear a clinician say it. I was like, just so you know, Dr. Fauci is also saying this. Do you not believe? You know what? Let me not even ask the question, because, you know, maybe you're like Meghan McCain and thinks that Dr. Fauci doesn't know science.
He's in on it, Jay.
They're all in on it to make their millions. How rich is Al Gore from telling us about climate change? Is he a billionaire yet? I'm telling you, man. One thing I will never forget, and I hold this truth still with me. This country and every country on the planet, including just the world population, the intelligence of the entire population of the earth is on a fucking bell curve. People of average intelligence, if average intelligence is 70, I think, 50%.
Is that average?
I think so. I think it's like 70. Is it 100? No.
I feel it's 80. I think 80 is correct.
Okay. I mean, it ain't high, right? You ever met an average intelligent person? They're not smart. Like, they're just not. You know it. You're like, oof. It's a lot lacking. Yikes. Okay. The population of any group, like on average, is 50% of the population is of average intelligence or lower. Or lower. Most of them are lower, right? The line is the middle. The vast majority of them are lower. So what that tells me is there are a lot of dumb fucking people, and they have access to the internet, and they talk all the time. It's maddening to me. So, yeah. If we could get rid of more of those people in the 500,000, that'd be great. No, I'm kidding. But no, but in all seriousness, like, it's a problem. And we got to stop all this conspiracy theory shit, man. Like, we have
to bring your point into more concise context. I'll quote George Carlin. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that.
There you go. Allow George Carlin to make me look better. Like, no, it's true. It's just true. It's just fucking true. Oh, Bill Gates made it up. The computer guy. All right. Let me introduce you to Peter Thiel. Maybe look into him. That guy's actually a piece of shit. Like, a hardcore piece of shit.
But he's a piece of shit for their side, Jay.
These people aren't even conservative. They're just dumb. This is dumb, Brad.
That's fair.
They're just dumb.
Like fucking vaccine trutherism is not a, is actually probably more of a left wing fucking construct.
Yeah, it really is. Wow. Just seeing pictures of Meghan McCain. Wow. She must have really pissed off whatever people do her hair and makeup. Did she say some shitty things about like gay dudes? Cause like, you know, they're making her dress like a fucking moron.
No, you didn't hear the Meghan McCain fucking controversy. Like she was bagging on like the terrible coronavirus response. And basically, I can't remember the exact quote, but something along the lines is, the fact that me, Meghan McCain, host of The View, doesn't know when I can get a vaccine is fucking ridiculous. Wow. I'm like, wow.
You are the worst. Me, Meghan McCain, co-host of The View. You're the worst one. Everyone hates you. No one likes you. Everyone likes Whoopi and Joy Behar. That's who everyone likes because they dunk
Meghan,
on
Meghan,
you.
Meghan McCain wants to see Anthony Fauci's manager. So
yeah, she's the fucking Karen of The View. I can't wait for her to get fired. It's awful. And so they can bring in another dumb conservative blonde. All right, let's jump into the next story. Biden opens up opening a migrant child facility, prompting criticism from progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So this migrant child facility is in Carrizo Springs, Texas, or Carrizo Springs, Texas. He's using it to house 700 unaccompanied minors between the ages of 13 and 17, sparking criticism from activists, immigration lawyers, and even Democratic members of Congress. They're doing this because, you know, it's 700 unaccompanied minors, and because of COVID, they can't just put these people in any old facility. Now, the problem is people are freaking out, you know, on the surface, understandably why, because these facilities don't come under state jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. So you can basically kind of do what you want, which is a little weird, because they're called influx care facilities, which is a type of care provider facility that opens temporarily to provide emergency shelter and services for, in this case, unaccompanied alien children during an influx or emergency. Influx care facilities are not secure facilities. So AOC is quoted as saying, this is not okay, never has been okay, never will be okay, no matter the administration or party. Our immigration system is built on a carceral framework. I don't know what that word means. It's no accident that the challenge that challenging how we approach both of these issues are considered controversial stances. So,
carceral is meaning like of relating to like prison.
Oh, essentially. Okay.
Like got as it. In incarcerated. So
okay, got it. So yeah, it's a little bit more a little bit more complex than she's making it out to be, as if it's like, well, we're just putting these kids in these facilities and like, that's it. But like, and I hate to do this because I like AOC, but I'm going to need you to actually give an option that you think actually makes sense instead of just critiquing it, because that to me is irritating, because I think she's incredibly smart. I think she's super fucking bright. But when you do shit like this and you don't give details as to what you would do, it feels like you're just critiquing it and you're not really thinking it through. And I'd like to think that she's much better than that. And I'm sure she is. But I'd like to hear what she has to say about like what they should do with these kids.
I'm not this is one of the situations where I can't be mad at people for being upset about it.
But right.
At the same time, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, especially coming off of the policies from the previous administration when it came to this stuff. And I think that's important. I think it's important to understand that it's not, you know, with the last administration, they made a point of separating children from their families.
Right.
In this case, like you mentioned, it's unaccompanied minors that are by themselves, unfortunately. It's a tough situation, especially with the pandemic going on right now. I don't know what the best way to handle the situation is. I'm not going to pretend like I do. Is this the best way? It probably isn't, to be quite frank. But like you said, what else would you do right now? I'm not saying that'd be flippant. I literally would be open to suggestions.
But no. But that's what I'm saying. I would like her to say what she would do. Because it's very easy to throw stones, like, when you're not in that position. And again, I get it, because you're like, yo, we can't allow Democrats to do the same thing Republicans did for 4 years and just, like, pass that shit off as, like, that being okay. But I don't think that's what's happening. And I get the visceral reaction, but we can't just have visceral reactions. We have to, like, you can have a visceral reaction and go, oh, wait, what the fuck's going on? And then, like, ask some questions, like, all right, what are we going to do, though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. You can't just – like, the problem with the last 4 years, and especially, you know, AOC came in what, 2018? Mm-hmm. You are born and bred in a political system that if you jump to the conclusion that the administration was doing something fucked up, you're right. You were right. So she's never been in Congress at a time where it's like, oh, this is fucked up. And you're like, all right, let's look past the nuance. Let's look at it more nuanced. You're like, oh, okay. Like, that actually kind of makes sense. You're like, and it's not that Joe Biden's not going to make mistakes or fuck up or do things I don't agree with. He absolutely will and has. But like that shoot from the hip, like quick shot thing worked perfectly fine for 2 years because it was accurate. But that's right. Not how politics always is. It says, there was a guy, what's his name, Greenberg, Mark Greenberg, a senior fellow at the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute, you know, a real cuck over there, is quoted as saying, opening an influx facility is never something that people want to do, but sometimes is the only alternative to having children backed up in custom and border protection holding facilities that are totally inappropriate for children. That's the situation this administration is facing now. there you go. Like, these guys work in this shit and they're telling you, like, this is not appropriate for kids. It's not. So again, I'm not mad at AOC. I'm not mad at progressives for being pissed off about this. I'm just asking you, what do you want them to do? And you should be able to come with something. That's all. Mm-hmm. You better come with something. Like, as much as I agree with her that I don't want to allow Biden to get a pass and just like do whatever he wants, of course not. But I also don't want progressives to get a pass by just being bomb throwers and never giving fucking actual plans, right? Like, that's not okay. That's what Republicans do. This is bad. Okay, what would you do? This is bad. That's not an answer. You know? Like, you got to be able to come with something. That's all I'm saying. So, but yeah, it's scary, man. Like, also 700 fucking kids with just completely unaccompanied. But this is, by the way, this is what Republicans tried to hit Obama with when Trump was locking, when they were separating families. Well, Obama had all these kids, but this is what was happening. That's very different than just ripping kids out of the hands of their mothers.
Very different than having a policy saying that we're going to separate families to try to deter people from right. coming across.
And then not track them. So then you lose track of their parents.
Right.
That they will never see again. Yo, I can't even talk about that story without getting incredibly angry. Like, the fact that they did that to those families is fucking bonkers. And conservatives were like, it's fine. Whatever. The pro-lifers, that's fine. Why are they their parents? They're Mexican. Like, okay, that's not really an answer. Also, they might not all be Mexican. Like, they're from down there. It's all Mexican. it's all Mexico below all of it. I don't know. So yeah, it's controversial, certainly, but I just don't think the answer is easy on that one.
And that's something that we have to kind of get back to understanding as well. Like, there are some, like, as poorly as the previous administration handled a lot of things, there are some situations where there just isn't a great option for right. at the end of the day. Like, there's not always going to be an ideal solution. And sometimes you just have to find the least bad solution.
That's often what happens. Yeah. If we're being honest, it's often what happens. Like, politics is so much about, well, politics is supposed to be so much about compromise and trying to work through rough situations to find, like you said, the least bad answer. People want such black and white answers. Like, life is not like that. What do you want to do? All right, we got to do 700 kids. All right, send them back. You can't do that. What do you want to do? Like, oh, we should put them up into the, you know, fancy hotels. Can't do that. It's not a secure facility. It's not, you know, covered. Like, can't do that. Just put them with other families. You can't do that. Like, what do you do with them? Put them in a fucking giant building? Like, well, that looks shitty. Like, it's not a good situation. I don't know. Open the border up? Can't do that. Right? Like, it just doesn't fucking work. So again, I'm not mad at AOC about it, but I would like to hear what she thinks should be the solution there. Like, an actual plan. Yeah. Look, like, I don't think every time, I don't know. And again, I know, you know, politics is half of it is compromising and working and stuff like that. The other half is showmanship, right? Mm. You could call up to the White House and be like, I have an idea. Can I talk to the president? Like, he could tell you to go fuck yourself, and maybe he would, to, you know, like, Joe, I have ice cream. Maybe we could chat about it. I don't know. But I feel like if you had a real idea, you could try to work with somebody at the White House to be like, maybe there's another way. Like, especially as a Latin woman, you could probably make a really good, you think Joe Biden doesn't want to get AOC on his side to be like, me and AOC worked on this immigration thing. Of course, it would look great for him, and it would look great for her. So, well, maybe not in the eyes of the lunatic fringe.
Yeah, but I say not with her bona fides crowd.
Oh my God! Well, no, they hate her. No, she's the worst now, right? She's a sellout. She's a filthy centrist now. AOC, but like, of course he would. So if you have an idea, talk to him. They're like, yo. You know, get Joe Biden on speed dial. I was like, yo, what's up? So I don't know. Or call, you know, Kamala Harris. So you can be her VP in a couple of years. No big deal. So yeah, I just give an actual
Or answer. Try to work on the committees that you're on to get people from HHS or whatever department is involved into a hearing and say, hey, like, talk to us about these facilities, talk about us what other options are available, that kind of stuff. Like, that's what you have the ability to do.
Right.
In Congress.
Yeah. Again, we have a Congress for a reason. You can use that power of that Congress to move things. You don't just have to go, well, this is bad. Yeah, we know. Like, I don't think he wants to open it either. It fucking sucks. I mean, he tried to come out and say, hey, we're not going to do any deportations the first 100 days. How'd that work out? Didn't work. Somebody said he's deported 20,000 people. I was like, that doesn't sound right. And then upon more research, it's like, there's been 309 deportations. It's not 20,000. I was like, yeah, okay, that seems a little bit more reasonable. 20,000 seems like a lot. But people just go on social media and say whatever. Next up, Merrick Garland lays out his approach for the Department of Justice response to January 6th insurrection. I'm not sure I could be happier with this response.
Yeah, can we say that turns out Andy was right? And turns out that
I don't care for it. I don't care for it.
A pretty good pick for attorney general.
Yeah. No. Look. He's probably, when he listens to this, he's going to be screaming in his truck, "Dude, I told you." And you know what? More power to you. He's absolutely correct. Yeah.
I cannot tell you how refreshing a sight it is to see the guy that's going to be in charge of law enforcement for this country call out white supremacist terrorism out on the floor for everyone to see.
Yeah.
It's
straight up.
It's just like, and you, again, you think that this wouldn't be hard at this point.
It should be easy.
Yeah. You'd think that it wouldn't be hard at this point. You have an entire political party that doesn't want to talk about that shit, though,
no.
Which is wild to me.
They're a part
also
of it.
Wild to me. Like, and I understand that they're on the committee, so they're going to be in this hearing. How the fuck are Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz allowed to be around?
No, anybody? Yeah, like I feel like maybe they have a conflict of interest. Merrick Garland is like, he's looking at them the entire time, like, fucking, I see you, motherfucker. I'm coming for you. Yeah, I like his point. He said that he didn't see the attack on the Capitol as a one-off, which is important. That's very important. That they must address it as a part of a larger effort to contend with extremist groups. Second, he didn't pull off the table prosecuting those who facilitated the mob, even if they themselves didn't ransack the Capitol. Oh, I like that. I like that because there's plenty of those motherfuckers around. But you know who isn't around to talk about this?
Like two dudes that are
sitting right the fuck there.
Fucking right there. So
you know who isn't there? Who definitely supported the insurrection, but they're unfortunately not going to be there when Merrick Garland comes for these guys. Rush Limbaugh, because he's still fucking dead, and that's awesome.
There was another point in the hearing where Mike Lee tried to basically, like, you know, try to call Merrick Garland and be like, you know, talk about like anti-Semitic behavior and this kind of the other thing. He's like, you're trying to say that, you know, everyone who opposes this stuff is anti-Semitic and this side of the other thing. And then Merrick Garland, who's Jewish, by the way, pretty much told Mike Lee point blank. He's like, I'm pretty sure that I'm a pretty good judge of discerning Semitism or, you know, anti-Semitic fucking kind of shit. Come on.
Chortle my balls.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, are you saying all these people are anti-Semitic? Yes. But that's why I'm not where Merrick Garland is.
Yeah.
Are you telling me all these people who ransacked the Capitol are racist, Jay? Is that what you're saying? Yes. That is what I'm saying. Next question.
And he also told Congress that they better chill the fuck out, too. Like this man's in his confirmation hearing being like, yeah, like if we probe this fucking thing, like, don't let your fucking truth committee step on our fucking toes.
Yeah. Look, man, I liked it. I liked that the Republicans are basically like, well, I don't know about this Merrick Garland guy. Is he really going to run the Justice Department independent of the president? I'm like, you fucking hypocritical assholes. Did William Barr do that? One, Garland sounds like he absolutely is, because he's just like, he's going for broke, man. He doesn't give a fuck.
Stacey Abrams not winning the Georgia governorship in 2018 ended up biting Republicans in the ass 2 years later.
Yeah.
How fucking funny is it going to be if not giving Merrick Garland a Supreme Court hearing is going to fuck some shit up for them now?
Look, man, if that is the way things work, we're going to have to go back and look at all of the people that Republicans screwed over during the Obama administration so we can be soothsayers for the reckoning that's coming over the next few years. I'm pretty happy with Garland's statements. Like, understanding that, you know, white supremacy exists, understanding that, like, he came out in today's hearing, which was like the second day of his confirmation hearings, and basically said, like, look, like, you know, what is it? Institutional racism exists. It's like, the fuck are we talking about? Like, yeah, I'm not blind. Like, come on, man. Like, but yeah, take the gloves off. Apparently there's talk that the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys, it's not ironic that they both refer to themselves as boys, not men. Yeah, it turns out. Those guys are both concerned that they might get designated as terrorist organizations. Oops.
You can throw the Oath Keepers in there too while you're at it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Look, toss them in, man. I would love it. It'll be a little difficult to do, right? Just because of the way, like, freedom of speech works and things like that. Like, even the KKK is not labeled as a terrorist organization, though they should be. But I would love it to watch these guys. This isn't fair. It's not fair. Yeah. Say that while we're putting handcuffs on you. Like, who gives a shit?
I don't necessarily need to have it. I just like them to be worried about it.
Yeah, all right, that's fine.
I love stoking the paranoia for those fucking assholes.
I really, really want to see them arrested. Like, I just, I mean,
that
do.
Would be nice. That would be nice. But we've learned to not expect nice things.
Yeah, well, that's true. We also need to, like, we need to get over our trauma over the last 4 years, Brad, and we need to relearn what it's like to enjoy the Schadenfreude of others having their lives destroyed. I would like to play Crab Rave more often on this show, and having those fucking human dingleberries getting perp walked on television, that would be it. That'd be a pretty good one. I mean, look, I think there's a very good chance. There was talk recently that they may use RICO laws in a way to start pulling all of these guys together. Do it. If you really think that these, especially the Proud Boys, they were really instrumental in being involved in this shit. If any of them are involved, they're fucked. If they can identify, and I'm sure some of these people who've been arrested are Proud Boys. If they can pick one, they can start to pull up every single one of them, all the way up to, you know, Enrique Terrio or whatever. Like, every one of these assholes, pick them up. The Boogaloo Boys, pick them up. There's no way they don't know who these guys are at this point. There's no way. So, I want to see Garland get in, because I think we are not, you know, everyone's like, what's happening with this? This is happening. Like, they don't have a fucking head of the Department of Justice. But the second they do, and he is going to get confirmed, you're going to see shit move quick. Yeah, and good, and it should. Start, like, I'm done with all this. Oh, I got arrested, but then we let him go home or go on vacation. No, I want jail time. This guy got 15 years. This guy got 20 years. Like, life. That's what I want to see. Give me some headlines. That's what I want.
When Garland does get into, I'm going to be very interested to see how many U.S. attorneys he recommends to turn over that were Trump appointed. Which is like all of them, basically.
Yeah, you should.
So,
bye. Bye-bye. Like, get the fuck out of here. We want real lawyers, not a bunch of sycophants. Like, fuck that. Yeah, it's high time. Like, start stalking the Justice Department with fucking adults. You know, fuck all this nonsense. All right, Brad. you are a person who is not a mean tweeter. I am. So tell me why I could not be in director of the Office of Management and Budget.
Well, actually, Jay, you still could because I
wrote well, I am a man.
The headline, oh, right? Yeah. And that's really what it boils down to. Because apparently the uncrossable line to getting confirmed by the Senate is don't be mean on Twitter, but more importantly, don't be mean on Twitter and be a woman, because then you might find yourself where Neera Tanden is right now. There's a very good chance that her nomination is probably going to get pulled.
Yep.
The Senate committee, the budget committee has postponed votes on her, which tells me that there might be some signaling coming from the White House to slow things down a little bit, because it's pretty clear that she does not have a path forward to confirmation.
Right.
When Joe Manchin came out and said that he would not vote to confirm her. Here's some people Joe Manchin did vote to confirm. Jeff Sessions, noted racist. Bill Barr, noted
prick.
Noted asshole. Brett Kavanaugh, possible sexual abuser and alcoholic, and guy who, during his confirmation hearing, talked about what goes around comes around and talked about, you know, a Clinton agenda against him and this, that, or the other stuff in his hearing.
Well, he had the temperament, Brett. He had
like
temperament.
Right there. Oh,
I like beer. Do you like beer, Brett? What do you like to drink? Huh? Yeah, those are real quotes from him. What do you like to drink? Get the fuck out of here.
And speaking of being mean on Twitter, here's another guy, Joe Manchin rather, voted to confirm for a Senate confirmed position. Noted Twitter troll Rick Grinnell, former DNI.
Look at the first lady sweating in the White House. Gross, that black bitch. Like, I mean, basically that was his attitude towards Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
But that was fine.
And by the way, it's not just Manchin. Like during her hearing, Bernie Sanders called her out. Bernie Sanders called her out for talking shit on progressives years ago.
Who?
He voted. He said he would still vote to confirm her, but what the fuck? Why? Someone please explain to me in a sane world what Neera Tanden being mean on Twitter has to do in any way, shape, or form with running the Office of Management and Budget.
Well, nothing. Sorry, couldn't come up with anything.
Yeah.
Thought about it. Nothing. It's not like she was even that mean.
No.
She's not as mean as I could be on Twitter. Come on. She call anyone a fucking idiot?
Here's the funniest fucking part to me about this entire thing. We have an entire political party who loves to fucking whine and bitch and complain and it's not fair that people get canceled for the thing for their tweets and things that they say and things that they've done and this or the other thing. Oh, this is bullshit. We're canceling her for things that she said on Twitter that were mean back in the day. All these people that fucking rail. Oh, freedom of speech. We need to uphold. We're losing our freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is when the government fucking holds consequences on you for things that you say.
Right.
Kind of like, you know, not getting confirmed for a Senate nomination. That's not an actual free speech violation, but you understand what I mean. Someone dug up a tweet that she made towards, I think it was Joe Manchin's son-in-law. I don't remember what company he works for, but there's some criticism levied their way, and people are speculating that.
Oh, no, it was Joe Manchin's daughter.
Oh, it was his daughter?
Yeah, about price gouging.
There you go.
Yeah. So I think that probably has more to do with it. But he's now like, oh, you know, we need to have decorum. And fuck off, dude.
Which if that is why, that's still not an acceptable excuse.
No, that's an even worse excuse.
Right.
It's even worse. Like, so is your argument that your daughter did nothing wrong and that she was wrong? Or that you just don't want somebody talking shit about your daughter and then you're trying to give, like, payback to that?
Susan Collins supported or justified her no vote by saying that Neera Tanden didn't have the experience to run OMB. Susan Collins voted to confirm Ben Carson, noted neurosurgeon, to run
HUD,
Housing and Urban Development.
Was he going to do brain surgery on a house? What are you talking about? What was it? Ted Cruz is now against voting for that Indian dude who looks like Ezra Klein for like Surgeon General or whatever, because he was like, well, he's not a doctor or something like that. Or no, for Health and Human Services. I'm sorry. And he's like, well, he's not a doctor. Well, Alex Azar is not a doctor. You voted for him. Oh, it's different. He's a Republican. Okay, go fuck yourself, Ted. Like, what are you talking about? Yes, we'll talk about Ted Cruz's Cancun vacation. Come on.
Very soon.
We've got 5 minutes. I'm watching the clock. So, yeah, I mean, it's just general bullshit. Like, it just is. And I wish they would just be like, look, fuck Joe Biden. We're just going to vote against him because fuck Joe Biden. Like, don't try to come up with some bullshit excuse that, right, again, doesn't even pass a smell test of things you did less than 4 years ago.
And that's why the Joe Manchin thing infuriates me. Like, you see this shit happening. Like you see this shit going on right now. And this is the fucking, like, this is why you got, this is what you want to protect the filibuster from. This,
right,
is why you want to keep that in place, is so that these fucking pricks who are just voting for pure partisanship reasons still get a say in the process when they don't deserve it. They're not interested in legislating.
Yeah, Kristen Sinema also put out some like bullshit too. Like, well, yeah, in this world, we need to come together and you know, I believe that the country can't run properly if the filibuster is removed. I'm like, the country ran without the filibuster for like over like 100 and something years. What the hell are you talking about? It wasn't until recently, in the last couple of years, that Republicans went ballistic using the filibuster. What are you talking about?
That's someone that doesn't know history at all.
Like,
obviously.
Like, we didn't have the filibuster. Like, what was the filibuster like in like the 50s or 60s it was created, maybe? Or like 70s, I think. Like,
it was created in the 1800s.
But like, they didn't really start even using it at all.
Right. No, they only used it to knock down civil rights legislation for like 100 years.
I mean, that makes sense. Then, right? You can't have the blacks out there. Come on.
But no, yeah, it wasn't really used very often at all. Like literally, even when the filibuster existed throughout the 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was quite literally only used to knock down civil rights law.
Yeah.
That's it. Fucking Medicare. Well, like there's notes from people in the Johnson administration talking about like, oh, like, you know, Medicare, I think we're going to be okay. We got the 55 votes we need. Can you imagine a policy the level of Medicare today? And like Ron Klain's like, we only need 55 votes, guys. Like, that's all we got to get in the Senate.
Yeah.
That's all we got to get for this fucking life-changing major piece of legislation.
Never going to happen. No.
So
yeah, if Republicans could, they'd change it to you need 90 votes if you're a Democrat. like they would if they could. Yeah, they're not interested in legislation. They're just simply not.
And even Ben Sasse like was on the Senate a couple weeks ago, like asking, like, how did we, I can't remember what hearing it was during, but how did we get to the point where, you know, so much power was being transferred to the executive branch. Like, he wasn't just talking about Trump. He was also talking about, you know, Obama as well. And I'm thinking to myself, Ben Sasse, maybe the reason that happened is because Republicans just fucking stopped legislating for when Obama came into office. Did you ever stop to think about that for a second?
No.
Did you ever stop to think about maybe this happened because Republicans just fucking stopped coming to the table and shit still needed to get done?
Yeah. Like, you guys stopped. I mean, there's that one book that came out recently, and it's basically about how Republicans literally stopped hiring policy writers for their staff, right? Like Republican senators and congressmen, like they stopped writing or stopped hiring so many policy people and just hired marketing people.
Oh, fucking Tad Cadworth fucking came out and said, like, he's spending a lot more money on, you know, on PR staff than legislative staff.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, Tad. What the fuck are you doing?
Fuck that guy. Yeah, push that guy down the well. Who cares? Fuck him.
We're just a flight of stairs. Wait, are we past an hour? Oh, man, we're not. Shit.
See, Brad? See, only the real Brad comes out.
Only if you put Crab Rain.
Just play the song over it. Just play the song over it. Now you can say something deplorable, Brad. Now, Brad, you can get on to your Inuit slander. Those sons of bitches. Yeah, no, fuck Tad Cadworth or whatever his name is. Like, that guy is a piece of garbage and probably, like, kind of a rapist. Like, a little bit. I mean,
definitely a Nazi.
Yeah. I mean, he would have a little bit harder time, like, you know, throwing himself on someone, but not as easy of a time as I would have throwing him down a flight of stairs. But that's a new week, new me. I'm going to just stop there. I respect him as a human being.
I can't wait for this bit of audio to be played during your confirmation here these days.
Tad Cadworth is not a person.
Tad Cadworth is not.
He's not a person. I could be talking about any asshole wheelchair-bound Nazi in Congress. Any of them. Hey, look at me. I got a gun. Fuck off. Like, I hate... Ugh, I don't like that guy. That guy has a rapist face. Like, he looks like a rapist to me. He just does. Is what it is. All right. Biden is nominating three people to help get Lewis DeJoy out as Postmaster General. Look, this is a long time coming. People said, oh, he's never going to do anything about this. Yeah, it turns out he's going to do something about it. Like, shocking.
Yes.
Like, I love how people are like, he hasn't done anything in a month. Like, has there been anything else going on? No. Okay.
Cool. that's the fucking best part to me about everything. Like, people are like how it's been fucking 30 days. How come Joe Biden hasn't enacted his entire policy agenda already? Jesus fucking Christ. Like, bro, like, there's a pandemic going on and they're trying to work on a fucking $2 trillion bill in Congress right now. Yeah. Do you understand how fucking long it normally takes bills?
Like,
that much money in them to make it through Congress. Like, do you not understand that in any normal circumstances would take like a year to fucking figure out
amongst many other things.
And they're going to do that. And they're going to do this shit in 6 weeks.
Again, people have no idea how that's government insane. Works.
That's insane.
Yeah. But nobody understands how government works.
Right. As Bernie Sanders said, he's like, I understand it doesn't seem like it, but for fucking Congress, a $1.9 trillion bill being done within 2 months is like warp speed.
Yeah. He's right. Yes. Like, come on, man. Like,
100%. Like, the fact that bill is out of committee after a month is insane.
Yeah.
It's impossible to fucking properly convey how fucking batshit crazy that is.
Again, people don't know how Congress works. They just, I literally saw people go, Joe Biden hasn't done anything in a month. Sure.
Wow.
All right. Cool.
A lot of red flowers next to those names that are fucking throwing that shit out there.
Just, oh no, these people were just dumb. I don't. They were like, I don't even. I regret voting. I'm like,
do you?
All right, cool. I regret reading this thread. That's what I regret. I regret your dad didn't pull out. I also regret that.
Give me the confidence of rich white man Lewis DeJoy, though, who before Congress today said, like, oh, you better get used to me. I'm going to be around for a long time.
Yo, he literally said, quote, get used to me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck. Man. Dude, I'm sure Joe Biden watched him was like, oh, hell no. Get this guy the fuck out of here. Bring me my aviators. Like, that's insane, dude. The level of balls on this guy. So, yeah, needless to say, they about to get rid of his ass. Toot sweet. President Joe Biden will nominate three additional members to the U.S. Postal Service's Board of Governors. That came out today. If Biden's nominees are confirmed by the Senate, which they definitely will be, unless Joe Manchin is
Joe Manchin might not like the cut of their jib.
Oh, what did they say about the new Spider-Man trailer? Did they like it or did they say something negative? Fuck off. God, that guy sucks. If Biden nominees are confirmed by the Senate, this would give Democrats and Democratic appointees the majority on the board, which could then vote to remove the embattled Postmaster General Lewis DeJoy. Yeah. No, this needs to happen. It needs to happen like right away, because I don't know if people have noticed, like, the, you know, mail-in ballots was one thing, and I didn't do mail-in ballots because I didn't trust it. My Dropbox, I live in a blue state. So like our Dropboxes were prevalent and easy to get to and weren't fake ones like in California. And so I just, like, my Dropbox was 5 minutes from my house. We just went and dropped them off. But the mail has been terrible, period.
Oh, it's been awful.
It is a mess.
I still don't know where my W-2 is from my prior employer.
Oh, no,
I haven't seen it. Don't know if they mailed it.
Yeah, you better go online and see if you can get a digital copy. Get out of here. But, yeah, it's No, the mail is fucked. Like, voting aside, this guy has been terrible for the mail system. Yeah. And the first thing they need to do is get DeJoy out of there, right? Like, that's obvious. That's why these nominating these three people, to get them out of there. Get DeJoy out of there. And they also need to pass a law to basically remove the law that was passed that forces the post office, or, you know, United States Postal Service, to hold 75 years of retirement money on the books, which immediately puts them into like this huge peril. Like, that needs to go away, because all that has done is put them on sort of on the bubble for the last like decade. It's stupid.
Or you could do the sensible thing and just understand that USPS is a necessary service.
Right.
That's not there to make money. It's not there to be profitable. It doesn't exist to be a revenue driver for the United States government. It's a public service. You don't fucking expect the police department to pay back into the fucking public, you know, public fund.
Right.
You need them to be there to fucking enforce law. You don't expect the fucking fire department to give money back to the government. You need them to put fucking fires out and to rent, to drive ambulances. Like the post office is in that same group.
The post office is in the fucking Constitution, for God's sake.
Right.
Right.
So stop fucking treating it like, oh, they're losing us so much money. They're supposed to.
Who cares?
They're there to deliver the mail. like that's their fucking job.
Where's the profit margin? It should be nothing. Who cares? They should break even every year. Who gives a fuck? Like, it just doesn't matter. Or if they lose money, who cares? It's just, like, it can't be that much. It can't be that much. It simply cannot be that much that they're losing. This can be. But, you know, getting DeJoy out of there is one thing, but they're going to have to really work to shore up. I mean, Republicans clearly think that mail-in voting and fucking with mail-in voting for the upcoming in 2 years is going to somehow save them. I don't think it will.
They are a party. Again, it's hard to see it, but they're a party that's grasping whatever they can, because the future is not bright for the Republican Party in the grand scheme of things. It might take, you know, three more presidential election cycles. It might take a generation or two still, but you're not exactly making new Republican voters, as we've talked about many times on this show.
No, right now. No, you're not.
And kids that are not, I shouldn't even say kids, like young adults, like the generation after mine, like my generation is pretty fucked in terms of like being able to like build income and build wealth and equity and things of that nature. Like, I'm fucking firmly middle class and I'm just fucking, you know, it's not like I'm living high on the hog here or anything like that. I'm doing okay, and I'm doing better than most in my generation, I would imagine.
Yeah.
The generation below mine, fuck in hell. They got nothing going
no,
on.
No, they
right
don't.
Now.
You better get on TikTok, try to make it big. I don't know what you're going to do.
I don't know about you, but fiscal conservatives don't really exist anymore. Like, that's not actually a thing.
No.
You know what a fiscal conservative is? I don't have the fucking money to buy a house. That's what a fiscal conservative is now.
I'm a fiscal conservative.
I have to be conservative with my fiscals, my personal fiscals.
Right, exactly. Investment money? What the hell is that? $50 on Robinhood? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's why everybody's trying to get on that, because they got $9 to rub together. Hoping to make it big. hoping it'll turn to 25.
So, like you said, that's why they look for shortcuts.
Yes,
and they pump and they build their brand on the things that they can try to sway people who are poor to hop on board with.
Yeah,
like racism.
Yeah, it's a good one. It really works.
White grievance.
That's a classic.
Yeah,
white people love it. I saw an article today. It was like, they've ripped down like 1,200 or 1,600 Confederate statues. And I was like, I commented, I was like, good, rip them all down. And somebody gave like an angry react. I was like, you mad about that? Like, wow, dude, for real? Okay, that's cool. Did you learn a lot from a placard about Robert E. Lee who's on a horse? Did you learn a lot of history there? Robert E. Lee was a piece of shit.
There's tons of books you can read if you want to. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm expecting too much of them to read.
So. These kids would be very upset with you if they could read. Right? Like, come on, man. No. You're a big Robert E. Lee fan? Fuck that guy. So, yeah. Yeah, get the joy the fuck out of there, man. Just get them out of there. All right. It is definitely the after party. So let's get into it. This is perfect. Old Teddy Westside, Rafael Cruz, decided that he was going to leave Texas, this frigid shitstorm of a wasteland, deregulated to all hell. He was leaving because his daughters, according to him, wanted to go somewhere warm. And the only place he could think of was not in these United States, but was in Cancun, where he could get a Mai Tai and have sex with his ugly wife as many times as he wanted.
In what universe did he not consider that this might somehow backfire spectacularly on him?
I'm madder. I think I'm more angry at him for not just getting a private jet. That's all he had to do. All you had to do was get a PJ.
If you weren't fucking walking through the concourse like a dipshit.
Yeah. Dude, people know who you are. You're going to walk through and get on the plane that says to Cancun? What, are you out of your fucking mind?
Jesus. And for me, the pièce de résistance of the entire situation is while he's at the airport getting fucking photographed, he's got the Texas state flag.
Oh, right. Exactly. No. Yeah. Don't mess with Texas, except if it gets cold.
I don't.
Ah, fuck them. Deuces.
I don't fuck with them.
So I'm just.
And the best part is, so idiot. Like, of course, you know, voracious conservatives came to his defense. Be like, what the fuck is Ted Cruz supposed to do? Is he supposed to sit there with the fucking shovel and fucking shove people out? Meanwhile, AOC is over here on Twitter raising $5 million in a day to support aid efforts for people that are in Texas.
Hey, Ted Cruz, thanks for making Beto a thing again. He just raised $1.2 million for Texas.
Yeah, you dumb fuck.
He's back, baby. Look, if I'm Beto, I'm running against Ted Cruz in a New York fucking minute.
You think he runs against Ted Cruz? Or you think he runs for governor now?
Ooh. That's not bad. Because this guy, yeah, what's the governor of Texas?
Greg Abbott.
Yeah, he did seriously fucked up.
I think he's termed out anyway after this.
Yeah, well, his time in politics is fucking done. yeah, that's not bad. When's Abbott's term up?
I think it's in 2 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh. Yeah, Texans ain't going to forget that shit. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad move. That's not a bad move.
2022.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Texas. So Greg Abbott's running again. Texas does not have gubernatorial term limits.
Run, Beto.
So he's going for number three.
Yeah, run, Beto. Run. Yeah, go for it. Fuck it. Yeah.
Beto should run because Greg Abbott sure can't. Oh, shit.
Oh.
That was rude.
It's after party. It's fine. You ain't going to Congress either. Get the fuck out of here. I'll tell you who isn't going to be running, Tad Catworth. Anyway, we're real dickheads. Yeah, look, I mean, Ted Cruz trying to blame his daughter and like his wife's text messages getting fucking leaked by their friends.
Dude, this fucking guy, this dude. had the fucking nerve to go on his podcast and bitch about like have some decency to like his wife's friends for leaking this shit in the first place. Like, I can't believe you would do that to us.
Man, you don't have any friends. No one likes Ted Cruz and his ugly wife, Heidi, right? Isn't it Heidi?
Yeah, it's Heidi.
So ugly. Ted Cruz is going to be on the show next week talking about how we're best friends. I will campaign for Jay. He called my wife ugly, and yeah, everyone knows that's my kink. Yeah, look, it's his wife is just unattractive. I don't think she's ugly, but that's my own personal stance. But yeah, I'm amazed that he thought he was going to get away with this. You're in a public airport, you dumbass. Yeah.
Do you really think that no one's going to whip out their fucking cell phone when they see you? Come on.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, you can't be that fucking ignorant. You can't.
No, it's not ignorant, dude. It's arrogant. Like, he's that arrogant to think. Yes. Big Teddy can't get caught. I'm taking my kids across the border for a better life, which is completely acceptable.
I also love how, like, he was trying to float the excuse, like, oh, no, I always planned on flying them down for just one day, and then I was going to turn around on a plane and come right back again.
To hell, Texans.
you do realize that flight plans are easily accessible to people that want to get them, right? Because, like, everything has to be kind of logged pretty fucking studiously thanks to everything that happened 20 years ago. They can see that you changed the flight the fucking morning of. Like, it's just fucking dumb.
I'm amazed by it, man. I am truly amazed that this guy thinks that we're this stupid. That we're this stupid.
I mean, again, when you can get away with peddling bullshit to your fucking voters successfully,
yep,
with no consequences, you just assume you can do that shit to everybody. Not all of us are dumb, Ted Cruz. You fucking idiot.
So yeah, apparently his approval rating has dropped 20% in Congress.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, people are like, fuck that guy. Like, people were literally.
Republican Texans, like, I can't believe he would do this. Like, can't you? Like, were you just not paying attention when you fucking voted?
Like, this guy's a dick. Like, he's a dick.
Like, that's just his brand, man.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? He is just a massive asshole. And people are like, oh, shocking news. Yeah, I'm not shocked at all. I find it not surprising, but completely irresponsible. Or maybe irresponsible is not the word. Like, just really gross that, and not to get too serious on the after party, but that you would just allow your constituents to suffer in the way that they're suffering while you go and have fucking caviar at a resort. Like, that's really just shitty to me. What that tells me about Ted Cruz, amongst many other things, is Ted Cruz has never been punched in the face. And he needs to be. Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Which is funny because his face is incredibly punchable.
Right. It looks like he's been punched. Face. He looks like, you know, was it Grandpa Munster, right?
It's
amazing.
But also, to be quite frank, I don't really give a shit about Ted Cruz's vacation plans. Like, I don't. If he wants to go to Cancun, do your thing, Ted Cruz. But A, you're in politics, so you always have to consider optics. And B, like, if a Democrat did the same thing, you'd be the first fucking dude in line to get on a soapbox about it.
Right.
Like, so come on. Don't be upset when people are going to fucking, you know, cast shit at you.
Yeah. Like, again, I would never be mad if it was like a regular day in Texas and he was like, I'm going to Punta Cana. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, go stay. Don't ever come back. Who gives a shit? But if you are doing it while your constituents are suffering and then you're like, well, yeah, it was really cold. I didn't want to be there. Like, dude, what the fuck, man? Like, that's fucked up. Like, that's the fact that AOC and Beto are the ones out raising money to help Texans says everything about the Democratic Party and everything about the Republican Party at the same time. Like, it just does. Democrats are like, oh, you hate our guts? That's cool. We're still going to fucking help you. Republicans are like, I'm going on vacation. I don't give a fuck about you. By the way, yeah. Don't mess with Texas. I've got a mask on or whatever. Fuck it.
I know we fucked this up in the first place, and if we had fucking been smarter about this, this might not have even happened to begin with, but I don't have time to deal with this shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not the governor. That guy's running 2022. That's not my problem. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Even fucking Greg Abbott was trying to pass the buck, man. Like, yeah. they were yelling at him. He's just like, oh, it's not my fault. It's all these other people's faults.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, and you know, the best part is these motherfuckers were talking mad shit about seceding from the union. Now they're like, Joe Biden, yeah, we need help.
Here's a sneak preview for you.
Yeah.
We said it would take 2 years if they ever did it to fucking collapse. Turns out that like negative 2 years.
Right. They're still connected. let's disconnect from the federal grid. You sure about that?
Yeah, our fucking bills are cheap as shit. No shit. Oh shit, what do you mean we don't have infrastructure in place to fucking suffer through a deep freeze? Oh man.
That'll never happen in Texas.
I never thought this would happen.
Yeah.
Climate change isn't real.
Well, yeah, exactly. Maybe you should pay attention to, you know, the fucking, the going science, you dumbasses. But yeah, I feel sorry for the people of Texas. I don't want that to happen anymore.
Oh, incredibly. Like I said, my day job, does a lot of business and we have a facility in Texas that we operate in Texas, and it was a fucking nightmare all last week. Down there, like our facility in Texas wasn't even open for fucking 3 days because of everything going on.
Jesus.
And, you know, us just calling back and forth, checking on people, making sure they're okay, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we're still dealing with the residuals this week. Like the snow and ice are gone now because it's getting warm again, but now they have fucking massive flooding that they're dealing with from all the snow and ice melting in flash style.
Yeah.
So yeah, it doesn't end just because the fucking storms are over.
Right. Yeah. So. Apparently, don't mess with Texas. You know, cut to the Jordan meme as God. So I took that personally.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but fuck Ted Cruz, man. Like, specifically. Specifically. There's some fun news, Brad. Supreme Court clears the way for the Manhattan prosecutors to subpoena Trump's tax returns. Where is Donald Trump? Is he still alive? Will he kill himself before we find out what's in those tax returns?
I hope so. But he won't. I think he's too proud to ever actually take his own life, which is unfortunate. Can somebody either in the New York, you know, in the Manhattan DA's office or in the grand jury or just can someone please leak these out once they become available? Like, pretty fucking please. Can we just get a leak? Can we just fucking see who this guy is into? Like who he's in deep with?
Right.
We got to see. We deserve it. We've been really fucking like it's been a fucking tough 5 years. We deserve this. We deserve that.
I do want to know if he – I mean, there's a lot of questions, right? There's a lot of questions in those tax returns. But I do want to know who he's in deep with. And it's got to be the Russians. It's got to be. It has to be. It doesn't make any sense for it to be anyone else. But I want confirmation. I really do. And I want it to be so definitive that when it comes out, I want to see – because, look, they're going to deny reality anyway. But I want to watch Republican – and Trump supporters specifically, I want to see how many of them it takes to actually rip a football goalpost out of the ground and move it. Because I want to see just how much justifying they can do when this guy is absolutely beholden to the Russian regime. Because they're going to find out. And if nothing else, this dude committed massive amounts of fraud when it comes to bank fraud. As far as like, you know, devaluing and overvaluing his properties. Like, that's 100% true. But the question is, what else are they going to get? And does he do jail time? So that I will pose to you. Does he actually do jail time?
I would hope so. But again, I'm our buddy Chris on Twitter, you know, posted the like, oh, like, I can't wait to see how Donnie's going to wriggle himself out of this one meme. And then like, oh, well, nevertheless, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I it's hard for me to truly believe that he will bear any real consequence. Like, honestly, at this point, like, I'm happy if it precludes him from running again in 2024, and then anything else we get on top of that's a fucking bonus.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like at this point, I just don't want to ever see him come anywhere close to politics or any political influence.
Yeah.
Ever
again. No, that's fair. That's fair. So I definitely want to see him in prison. I just want to see his big fucking dough head get shoved into a squad car. That's just all I want. That's all I want.
You're a man of simple needs.
Yeah. Simple mind, simple pleasures, as they say. But, I would like to see that. But yeah, there's a lot that they could find here. There are apparently millions of documents. Like, it's crazy how much data they have. And considering that you're getting data from Mazars specifically, like, it's not just his tax returns. It's actually going to be financial disclosure data, which is going to, like, you're going to be able to line that up with his taxes and go, this is bullshit. Like, what you did is bullshit. And that may tell you a lot. And also, like, because I think – so this is just Mazars. It's not Deutsche Bank, I don't think, as mm-hmm. well. But my guess is they're going to get Deutsche Bank as well. Like, there's no reason to give them Mazars and not give them Deutsche Bank. So
– right.
And those guys had that shit all ready to go. I'm sure those CDs, they were like, here's all the data. We're done. We don't give a fuck about this guy. Who cares? Well, you know, those accounts are closed. Like, we are fucking over it. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Cy Vance does. Like, is he really going to go for broke? I feel like he needs to. Like, really take the gloves off, man.
I sure feel like he needs to, especially if he wants to, you know, continue being the district attorney in Manhattan. Like, if he wants to win another election, I feel like this is going to be a defining case for him, or a defining investigation for him. So
you think it implicates any of the kids? You think he snags any of them? Because, I mean, getting Trump is going to be a lot. But you think it snags any of the kids or, like, close associates?
I think it's going to be – I can't imagine that they were well-insulated enough to be completely hands clean of anything going on.
Right.
So, especially Jared. Like, Jared already has fucking shady-ass foreign contents – or foreign contents.
Yeah, he should be tried and – put to death, as Andy says. A solar powered electric chair. Jared, I think is probably pretty concerned. Ivanka should be concerned, because he was, like, pushing, you know, like, a couple $100,000 to her as a consultant. Meanwhile, she worked for the organization. Like, that's not how that works. That's fraud. You can't double dip. You can't just be like, oh, you're a consultant, but I work for you and I'm your kid. Like, knock it off. So it'll be interesting whether they give, like, little, like, slap on the wrist type of things, or do they hit the family with something like, none of you can ever run for public office again. That would be fucking brutal.
I don't think they can preclude that, though.
They might not be able to, but from my understanding, well, I guess Congress can only vote on Trump. Not
correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, obviously Cy Vance couldn't, you know, do that, but I'm wondering if there is, if there's another way to preclude them from public office without already being in public office.
I think the best way to do that is just to unassailably just hang the tag of fucking corruption on them.
Yeah. But that's kind of their bag, though.
It's their bag, but it's, man, it would be fucking – if confronted with fucking bulletproof evidence, like, I understand that half of his voters are just going to ignore that shit and think it's bullshit anyway. But if you are in any way a quote-unquote reasonable Republican and bulletproof evidence comes out, like, you're not going to be able to just turn a blind eye to that.
Hmm. Yeah. We would like to think. Right. I mean, the Republican Party is.
I mean, there's a lot of shit that 71 million people did turn a blind eye to.
Yeah, they did
a couple months ago. So,
like, 400,000 deaths. They were just like, yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? It's not like we're going to reach 500.
Without him, it would have been 2 million deaths, just like he said.
Yeah, he made up a bullshit number and then was just like, look, I didn't meet it. And people were like, nailed it. Wow. Okay, I guess. So, yeah, here's hoping, man. Here's hoping. Romney gives out the raw truth for 2024. And this, you know, kind of parlays right into from the last story. Mitt Romney says Trump will win the Republican nomination by a landslide if he runs in 2024. Two things. That's probably correct.
It's correct as of
now,
February 24th, 2020.
Right. Yes. Right. Like, there's a lot can change in 4 years. Like, a whole lot. The other thing is he going to be alive in 2024 to run?
I mean, let's fucking pray that he's not alive at the end of 2021 to run to McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like,
he ain't running nowhere. Right. That's the problem.
Yeah, we can't burn that battery. No, Mitt Romney is absolutely correct. Mitt Romney's point is that Trump still has the largest voice currently in the Republican Party, which is absolutely true.
Yeah, it is.
No denying that at all. But we're also, you know, just in the wake of the presidential election happening that he lost in.
Right.
If you went back to, you know, February 2017 and said which Democrat has the highest likelihood of winning the nomination, the person at the top of the list probably would have been Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Even back then.
Right.
It probably wouldn't have been Joe Biden.
No. I can
tell you that because after Hillary Clinton, it probably would have been Bernie Sanders. Biden would have been up there, I would think. But again, like it was going to be such a wide open primary that you just don't know.
Right.
What's going to happen.
Like, the funny thing is, Republicans should be at the forefront of trying to knock this guy out.
You would think. But again, they're like we've been saying for years at this point, they are afraid of his fucking base.
They are.
They fear them. It's why they didn't vote to convict him of insurrection.
Yep.
In any significant manner. They ran up the he's not a president anymore, so we can't convict him. That's an excuse. They didn't do it because they're scared.
Yeah. What do you think though? Okay, let's say you know Baron Harkonnen there floats down. You see it. Unfortunately,
you're not wrong.
Yeah, unfortunately,
it's a reference that's gonna be lost on a lot of people. But she ain't. So.
Let's say he floats down and he's like, all right, cool. Let's rock and roll for 2024. Who? Okay. He's going up against who in the primary? Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton.
I think if Trump runs, I don't think Josh Hawley runs. I think Josh Hawley running is contingent on Trump not running. I think Ted Cruz will be up there. I think Ben Sasse might take a shot at it.
I could see a lot of never Trumper kind of folks trying to knock him out. Larry Hogan. Hogan's definitely
running. Hogan ain't gonna do much, especially in the wake of fucking up this distribution thing. Here's an outside pick that no one talks about. I don't even know if she's interested in it or not. You think about Liz Cheney from the Republican side.
Fuck off, Brad. Fuck off. Fuck off. Because if she won, dude, oh my God. Oh.
Just think she's a woman.
Oh.
She's a Cheney. How many Republicans would fucking love to line up behind Liz Cheney?
She wouldn't win.
No.
No, she voted for impeachment, and she's been she's lining herself up as the like anti-Trump person. Nah, yo, no way. There's no way that party. Okay, I'll give you one scenario that Liz Cheney could possibly win it.
I didn't say win the election. I just said win.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
One scenario gives Liz Cheney a true chance. And it is a, this is as wild of a speculation as my WandaVision speculations that are generally wrong. And I forgot to talk about this in the previous story with the New York prosecutors. SCOTUS gives the permission for New York prosecutors to go forward. That's not the issue. The issue is that there's another case with Trump that is pending, that is in the wings, which is that rape case. Mm-hmm. That woman has, according to her, his DNA. I tend to believe her. If that turns out that's his DNA, it's over. It's over for him. Even if he does no jail time, it is over for him. Because there ain't no getting out of that one. Like, look, people in Congress can sycophant their way through a lot of shit. You ain't sycophanting your way through that guy's jizzes on that chick's dress. You can't, yo. You can't. Like, his supporters are going to be like, well, maybe the Clintons took his jizz and they put it. Like, you can.
Jay, can't you?
No, I don't see Republicans doing it. Yo, no way, yo. No way, Brad.
Jay.
No way.
It's her story that it was sexual assault. Maybe it was consensual.
No, he said he doesn't know her. Oh, okay. No, he said he didn't know her. He said she wasn't attractive enough.
Yeah, but that's not.
Nah, yo, he's saying he's never even.
He wouldn't pivot on a dime if presented with new facts.
No, I know he would. I know he would. But I feel like even the Republican Party would be like, nah, yo, come on. Yo, that's wild.
How many times have we said.
I know. Even as I say it out loud, I feel ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But I feel like that's the one thing. That's the one thing. And that could be a thing that Cheney could use. Like, yo, this guy's a fucking rapist. Like, this guy's, he said he didn't know this woman. Now we find out his DNA is on the dress. Oh, what happened with Clinton? Right? Because you could be like, isn't he just as bad as Clinton? And then, like, that might actually work enough to, like, crumble some of his, you know, his power. Also, he's going to be 4 years older. He ain't going to have the energy for this shit. He'd be 78 years old.
Here's another outside the park pick. And again, I think this pick is also contained.
So I hate you for bringing up Liz Cheney as a possibility because it's definitely a possibility.
You're going to hate this even more. Also contingent on Trump not running, because I don't think he would run if Trump was running. There's a guy who's in a pretty comfortable position. And I think this guy would be more of a kick the tires on a primary kind of thing. Like, if it was clear it wasn't going well, he would get out early because he'd want to keep his current position that he has.
Joe Manchin?
In the House. No,
God. Joe Manchin as a Republican running for president.
What House Republican would just pick up the mantle of Trump basically and just keep running that same playbook? As much as possible.
House Republican.
Who would be a great soundbite for Fox News to play every single night? Who has an odd look about him? Terrible hair.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Also covered up sexual assaults.
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. Jim Jordan?
Yeah. Can you imagine that motherfucker debating without a fucking suit jacket on? You know he would.
Yeah. No, he don't wear suit jackets. Fuck y'all. that's an out-of-the-box pick. But I could see that if Trump didn't run. I could see it. Yeah. I could see it.
Like I said, not saying he'd win.
No, he wouldn't win.
He would give the old college try in the primary, but if it was clear that it wasn't going well, he'd be like, you know what? I'm going to back out of this. I'm going to just run for my House seat again.
So, I mean, who else, though? Like, there's got to be other ones, right? Like, Liz Cheney's not a – I hate that choice because I hate Liz Cheney. but I do recognize she's fucking smart as shit, man. Like, she's – well, not – she is smart. I don't respect her ideas, but she's like a real crafty person. Like, she is, and she's shrewd. And – in Republican politics, knifing people in the back is like, that's the go-to. Like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to think of like notable Republican governors that would have a chance to do well.
I mean, I think Hogan has a better chance than you think.
Hogan has the best chance of any governor, I would think, right now.
Yeah.
Because there's no other Republican governors that are high profile for reasons that aren't being a fucking incompetent moron. Like pretty much every Republican governor that people know are morons. Are you, like they're idiots.
Are you telling me that Ron DeSantis is not going to run for president? Is that what you're saying?
I'm pretty sure that Ron DeSantis is not going
to
run for president.
You don't know that. You don't know. That guy is steamrolling his way to the White House. We'd laugh, but like that would be horrible.
Don Jr. would, if he ran for president, Don Jr. would be like, bro, why are you stealing my gimmick? What the fuck?
Come on, man.
Like, this is bullshit.
Those are my lines I'm doing off of this hooker's ass. I think Don Jr. or Ivanka. I 100%.
I think Ivanka is going to go senator. I don't think they're going to put her up.
Okay, I can see that. That actually makes more sense because she's going to go after Rubio's seat.
Yeah. I think they try to get her in the Senate. They let her, you know, do a term in the Senate, or maybe the Obama term in the Senate, the four years,
yeah, and then go for
president term. Yeah.
I want to say that I think she would soundly beat Rubio, but I don't know.
She would.
I want to say that's true.
That Marco Rubio is able to get elected in Florida, but at the same time, even Floridians that vote for him know that Marco Rubio sucks and that they were presented with a better option than Marco Rubio, or at least perceived as a better option. They would absolutely.
Yeah, I get that point. I truly do. And on most days, I would say you're right. But it depends on what happens with Trump. If Trump really gets super nailed on like a lot of corruption and like super duper shady shit. Oh. Then Ivanka's going to get tied to that, and that's going to be a problem.
I just realized who actually the biggest threat to Trump could be.
Okay.
Even if he does run again on the Republican side.
Okay, I'm listening.
You're not gonna like it.
No, they're all terrible.
This one's especially terrible.
Go for it.
It's Mike Pompeo.
Oh, fuck off! God damn it. Oh, fucking Fred Flintstone.
That dude firmly believes his shit does not stink. And he fucking
he is awful.
He has that swagger.
He does. But he's pretty well tied to a shit storm of an administration.
He is, but at the same time, in many ways he's not. Like he's involved with doing a lot of shitty stuff, and they could probably hit him for a lot of stuff, but What do people generally care least about in a presidential election? Like, what generally doesn't really move the needle appreciably one way or the other when there's not a war going on?
Right.
It's foreign policy.
Yeah, foreign policy. Nobody cares.
They're not going to give a fucking shit about anything he did at state.
Yeah. Well, that gives Rex Tillerson a chance to come back on a horse, save the day. Yeah, Pompeo, if Trump doesn't run, Pompeo's definitely running. I don't think Pompeo runs if Trump runs. I don't think so.
You don't think
so? No.
I think he's arrogant enough to do it.
No, I don't think so. No. I think he wants to run. I think he'll be pissed that he didn't get a chance to run, but I think he wouldn't, because I think he's going to have to go against his boy. And none of them are good at going against him. They're not going to team up against him. They're not. They're cowards. If Pompeo gets in, he will hire so many people from the former Trump administration, it will feel like 2.0.
You don't think Pompeo would even run in a primary with Trump, but then like maybe angle for a VP slot?
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
But I feel like he doesn't want a VP slot. Like he, like you say, he thinks his shit doesn't stink.
I don't know, man. That fucking guy could drop dead any fucking second.
Oh, well, that's true. Like, he would be 78 walking
one
in.
One Big Mac too many. and it's curtains for him.
I just don't see Trump lasting.
He'll be 78.
I don't see Trump lasting till 2024. I just don't.
I hope you're right.
He doesn't seem interested in politics at all. Have you noticed? Like, where is he?
He's interested. Well, I mean, he doesn't have Twitter. It's remarkable how just fucking taking that away from him, his silence.
Yo, deplatforming fucking works, dude.
It's insane to me. I think he's interested in politics insofar as it can support his power. That's all he really cares about.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's a means to an end.
Right. Like he called in, I think, to Fox or something, and was like talking about
Tiger Woods' car crash. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about the other shit. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He wants to sit and golf and not go to jail. That's it. He don't care, man. He doesn't care. I'm actually, side note, I am incredibly disappointed in, what the fuck is her name? Melania, for not filing divorce papers yet. I'm incredibly surprised. I felt like that should have been within the first month.
I think she's proven herself equally shitty as he is.
Oh, no, she is. That's why I assume she's going to divorce him.
Birds of a feather. So.
She hates his guts. She hates him. And I love that about her, but I also hate her. So, you know, it's fine. And her Googleable pussy. Get out of here. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, look, Romney's right. 2024 belongs to Trump as of now. But I think if Trump doesn't run, I think you've got – Tom Cotton. You got Cotton, Hawley, Cruz.
Tom Cotton may run for president. He's not going to get anywhere. I firmly am sticking to my prediction that Tom Cotton is Marco Rubio 2.0.
I don't know about that, man. That guy really hates Americans and wants to see them get shot. And Republicans, for some reason, really love that.
He does, but he does not have a personality. He's terrible.
No, no, he's awful on the mic. But
if Trump proved anything, and if Joe Biden proved anything for that fucking matter, you got to have some charisma if you want to move forward.
All right, you're saying that. How much charisma did Romney have?
Did Romney win the presidency?
No, but he won the nomination twice. I'm sorry, he won it once. Like he came within one of winning the first time. Like. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but he lost. He lost the presidency against a charismatic motherfucker.
Yes, yes. I'm talking about in the primary. Can he win? I'm not so sure he can.
I do not. Not sure. They are not going to be a voting base that votes for people based on policy anymore.
They don't have no policies either. None of them do. Get out of here. None of them do. None of the people we've named have any policies.
Right, so to that point, you're going to vote for the guy that comes off the best.
I feel like Tom Cotton's hatred for other Americans who don't agree with him might be enough for Republicans. They're like, I also hate liberals. Let's kill them. Hawley will probably do better than Cotton because he does have a personality. He's a little prick. So they kind of love that. That's kind of their
If Trump doesn't run, Hawley probably is the front runner. And here's the thing that's going to – I'm enjoying pissing you off so much over this last
– No, episode. Josh Hawley could win, dude.
Do you know what's going to be said about him?
Ugh, I don't know.
I guarantee you that the phrase conservative Obama is going to be uttered on Fox News at least once.
Fuck off, Brad.
I'm just
Fuck
saying.
Off. Fuck off. Conservative Obama. Is there Obama? Who's a conservative Obama? Like – I don't even know. None of them are really that charismatic or likable.
No. Or smart to be. To
no. No. Zero. You don't have to be smart to be a Republican. We've discussed this. Your tooth can fall out in a speech, Brad, and still be a Republican congressman.
I like how I've gotten you to tell me to fuck off three times in this episode. That's
a hat trick.
Idea to your brain that you never thought
right.
of.
Right. No, that's a hat trick.
Like the Joe Manchin's going to turn Republican.
That's a fucking horrible thing. But it seems to be happening. arguably, you're not incorrect. I think Hawley's probably the front runner. I think Rubio tries to run again.
I do think so. You know who else is going to try to run? He's going to be fucking embarrassed because he's awful.
Who's that?
Matt Gaetz.
Oh, fuck. He will probably officially run as Trump's vice presidential pick.
Dude, if Trump does not run, the scramble from the fucking bottom of the barrel of the Republican Party to claim his fucking crown is going to be a thing to see. You're going to see every fucking piece of shit out there try to fucking scramble to grab that thing.
Yeah. But that's why I think Cheney's going to have a hard time because she refuses to. For now, like
she may pivot and be like, yeah, I love Trump. Like, they, yeah. You know, she's a shrewd politician, so who the fuck knows? So, I don't know, man. I hate all of your ideas. I hate all of them. I hate all of them. Mike Pompeo, though, if Trump doesn't run, Mike Pompeo is one to watch. He is. He comes off as a guy who knows what he's talking about and speaks very forcefully about things, and but he feels like an authority.
The downside for him, though, is he's also a smug asshole, and that doesn't necessarily play well.
The last 4 years says otherwise.
I wouldn't classify Trump as smug.
No?
He's definitely an asshole. But there is a charisma.
He has charisma. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Look, sometimes he says things and I'm like, all right, that's kind of funny. Like, he did. Look, calling Pete Buttigieg Alfred E. Newman is funny. Like, that's funny. If you know anything about Mad Magazine, that's fucking funny, right? Like, but that's why I don't think Don Jr. ever really has a chance. Ivanka right. has bolt-on tits and is attractive, so she has a chance just from that, right? Like, for Republicans, like, she is nominating a Fox News host that they want to fuck to the presidency. They all in. They don't give a fuck what she believes. They just assume her dad's telling her what to say anyway, because she's a pretty face, and they just want to jerk off to her. Like, so she doesn't matter. Don Jr., he's an idiot, and that dude's nasal cavity is going to be just one giant hole by the time 2024 gets here. From all the lines of coke he snorts. I mean, he is out of his fucking mind. I've been trying to goad him on Twitter for a while to respond. Just so I can tell him he does the worst deadlift I've ever seen. That's my only goal. And then him to like, cause he's like, you know, he's got like bravado. And then he would like challenge me and then I'd have to get back in the gym. I'd be like, give me 6 weeks. Me and you, buddy. For charity. You pay all the money cause you're rich. But Eric Trump is not going to do politics. I think Eric Trump's wife kind of wants to get into politics.
I think she wants to run, I don't know what for in North Carolina, but I think she's going to try to run for something.
Yeah, I heard that. So she'll probably get in. The cult of Trump, they'll probably push her in. Like
please fucking no.
But the worst thing people can do is to allow any of those Trumps to make it into Congress. That's a nightmare scenario. You don't want any of them, not in the House, especially not in the fucking Senate. No. These people are about destroying things. They're in grifting. They're not about doing anything else. Ivanka in the Senate, it's a waste of time. That's a wasted seat. Like, it just is.
I mean, I would argue that Marco Rubio is not doing much with it either, but
you know. Yeah, that's why I want a Democrat to have that seat.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. It ain't gonna happen.
No, Florida's not a Democratic state anymore.
No. Let it go. It just isn't. Nuke it from orbit. It's the only way to be safe.
Just cut it off, saw it off from the rest of the country, let it float off into the fucking,
into the fucking. Bugs Bunny was right. Like, it's fine. Like, we don't need it. And actually, in a couple of years of climate change, we won't have it. So it's fine. It's fine. This is a problem that already has a solution. It's just time. Like, hey, cool people in Miami, move north. Start a new Miami.
Get it. Buy a coat. You'll be all right.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
It's all good.
And a boat. Like a big one.
Yeah.
A yacht. If you can.
Like
point.
A houseboat.
Yeah.
Ask Joe Manchin for advice.
Right. He chugs his way from – he tuggy the tugboats his way from West Virginia up to D.C. every week. Come on. So, yeah, you can too. Any other parting words there, Brad?
No. It's nice not to just, you know, decent week.
Yeah, decent week.
Half decent week. Look, we're working towards aid. It's nice to have competent people back running the federal government again. If only Congress could get their shit together. And by Congress, I really just mean the Senate. If only they could get their shit together, then maybe we might really have something here.
We might. I'm really hoping that we get Merrick Garland in, really start doing some damage to these Capitol insurrectionists.
Yeah.
That I think is going to make people feel good. Like when you see these guys go down, I think that's going to be like, all right, shit's changing. Like, look, and this is going to sound really fucked up in the sort of the last moments of this episode. we kind of need to just see some white people pay for some fucking dirty shit they've done. Because for 4 years, we've seen a lot of right-wing white...
Four.
Yeah, five, the history of America, yes.
The history of America.
I mean, I was trying to keep it to just this conversation, but yes, of course. But it will feel cathartic to see these guys. Like, as much as I am a person who is not, I wouldn't consider myself like a patriot or whatever. Like, I love America, you know, crying when the flag gets waved. That's not me. I'm a black man in America. Like, come on. It's ridiculous. But I want to see them pay for what they did because it's the right thing. And also, I know if those people were any color but white, they would. So, fair is fair.
To be more blunt about that, if they were any color but white, there wouldn't be no trial because they'd all be laying dead on the
couch. Well, you're not wrong about that. So I would like to see that. And I think if Garland and his team are capable of that, I think you're going to see a lot of people go, oh shit. Like, Joe Biden ain't playing, right? Like, and people need to know that these guys aren't fucking around, and people need to know that they're serious.
And that's what always gets missed is you said it'd be cathartic. There is no healing without catharsis. You can't have it. It doesn't work that way. You need to have that release.
Yeah.
In order to be able to heal properly. So
that's what I want. So, any wild speculations for next week?
Wild speculation? I don't even know. I couldn't even.
Right. Right. That's what's so awesome. Anymore. We don't have to do wild speculations.
Yeah.
It's like normal speculations about normal things happening.
Biden still lives.
That might be a wild speculation. I don't know, man. Don't put that shit out there.
He's doing
fine. Yeah, he is actually doing fine. I honestly think he's like not just health wise, but I actually think he is doing a good job. So far, so good. You know, not nailing everything again, like the deportations and stuff like that. But I never thought that was even possible. So like, we're not going to deport anybody, like even criminals, like hardcore criminals. Like, why not? Those people should be deported. Fuck them. Can't just like bash an old lady in the head for a marble rye and then just go back to working. Like, get the fuck out of here. You got to go. So, I don't have any wild predictions. But I do hope they move forward with that rape case for Trump. I do.
I don't think it's going to happen next week.
No.
Hell no. But, you know, hopefully eventually. Yeah.
Look, if he gets busted for that, that dude's going to take a bunch of pills, and that's going to be hamburger time because he's done. He ain't going to jail. If he gets busted for any of this shit and they're like, you going to jail for 20 years or whatever, he will never make it into that facility. No way. He ain't going in. Fuck no. No. Oh, he tripped and swallowed 400 pills. Crazy.
No, he would just fucking just leave to some non-extradition country.
Yeah. Cigarette boat in the middle of the night. I got to get the hell out of here.
Remember, Vlad, when you told me
I could come over,
that I could be president, I'm cashing in my chips.
Money in the bank. Here it is.
Quite literally, these are from the Trump casino.
Yeah, are they worth anything?
They're not worth anything anymore.
No, they just imploded my building. Yeah, they imploded one of his buildings the other day. I was like, oh, good. Do more of that. More, please. All right. So I think that's it for us. We will see you guys next week with another episode.
See ya.